A local high school team is getting national exposure, but not for sports. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm talking about the Ypsilanti Community School District's award-winning robotics team, which is being featured on HBO. So joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the lead mentor for the Grizzly Robotics Team, Scott Heaster, and Ypsilanti School District Superintendent, Dr. Benjamin Edmondson. And welcome to both of you.
How you doing?
It's good to be back.
You guys make a good team. First, explain, in case people don't realize, what robotics is, or FIRST Robotics. What is that?
So FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, and it's the overarching organization that runs robotics competitions across the world. There's about 4,000 teams worldwide, and this year, actually, the World Championships has been split into two parts, with 600 teams at each part. One is a West and one is a East Coast. The East Coast was actually not quite on the East Coast. It was in Detroit this year.
All right. And what does a robotics team do?
So we have 6 weeks to build, design and build a robot. The first Saturday in January, they give us the game. They tell us what the game is going to be, and you have 6 weeks to design and build a robot. At the end of that, you start competing. The robots are usually built to fit in a 6-foot by 6-foot cube, 6 by 6 by 6, and have to weigh under 120 pounds.
How many Ypsilanti Community School District students participate in your robotics team?
We have had 74 students this year who have been a part of the program at one point or another.
Boys and girls?
Boys and girls both. We're about 43% female, so we're well above the national average in terms of female participation.
Can anybody participate? Do you have to meet a certain requirement?
Nope. As long as you are in our school district or you're in, we've actually had area homeschool residents who have had their students on our team, and we've actually gotten a couple of those homeschool students who are now attending our school.
So here is the Ypsilanti Community School Grizzly Robotics Team going to be on HBO. Tell us about that.
So we were invited to participate with a real sports show. And
with Bryant Gumbel?
With Bryant Gumbel.
Absolutely.
Love him.
Soledad O'Brien.
Yeah. She came in for a day, and the last day of build, HBO came in to film us and to interview myself and a couple of the kids, and actually focusing on how this is similar to a sport but yet different. They actually focused on one of our students who's one of our drivers on one of our teams, and he's actually a football player also. So,
what are the benefits of robotics teams for the Ypsilanti schools?
Well, Scott is doing a lot of things in his own leadership. I just like the fact that in the 3 years that I've been there, I don't know if Scott agrees in terms of the numbers of pupils, but I could say that it looks very representative of our district. I'm seeing a lot more girls. I'm seeing more African-Americans and Latino students. The recognition that we're getting is remarkable. When you walk into the school, you can feel robotics. When you go downstairs, you can feel the STEM Middle College. This man has championed this program for quite a long time. And as soon as I came into the district, he met me, and, you know, it was a love affair after that.
As I said at the beginning, you guys make a great team. We'll get to more about that in just a minute. It's more about than just building things.
Yes, it's part of the robotics competition involves also speaking to judges. So we actually train our students to be able to do public speaking. And we have a business plan, so the students put together a business plan. So we have an entrepreneurship group, so a spirit group. So there's a lot of different components. Part of it is scouting other teams and scouting at the competitions. We have an entire scouting team that's a part of our group that travels with us, and they scout other teams so that if you make it into the championships, you know what all of the other robotics teams can do and what you need to do in order to compete best at the competition.
Now, speaking of traveling, you have the option of going to China soon?
Our robot was shipped off 3 or 4 days ago.
And so the robot's going to China, we know
that. The
robot
is going to China. We are still doing some fundraising to get 11 of our students there and 6 mentors. And we were actually working with the University of Michigan to plan a 2019 trip to China. And we were going to go over and help them raise robotic and engineering awareness at their joint institute over in Shanghai. And some people over in China found out we were doing this and invited us to come over and work with 24 schools that are going to have a team next year. So they're pre-rookie teams, and we're going over to help those teams basically learn how to design and build robots.
So the trip is on. Is the funding complete?
Essentially. I mean, Scott told me about what he needed, and I made some phone calls and some emails, and then I told him, get over here. Essentially, I had a meeting with somebody. They wrote us a $31,000 check. I have two more favors in to some friends, and we go way back, some fraternity brothers, too, that are very supportive of me and my leadership. So I've tapped them. I'm asking for about $7,000 or $8,000 more. I think when kids go there, they should have some funds. You just can't send them over there to China, and then they're broke.
Right.
Need to send them over there. But we're just very excited. It's been a lot of excitement in Ypsilanti Community Schools, our robotics program, our STEM program, our AC Tech. I was getting a little bit, just a lot of good things have been happening. And, you know, my job is to support the great leaders who are doing the great things.
The more I see the story out in the community, it seems like everyone's really pulling for you.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of community.
It's like we're the little guy.
Partnerships. Yeah, I mean, really, there's a lot of excitement. Nationally, I get stuff from people all the time. I actually had a two-hour conversation from a principal from Sweden, and she's basically picking my brain and how are you guys doing what you're doing, because we basically run the school based upon the first robotics principles. So where our teachers are more like mentors and the classes are interconnected. So what a project that you're doing in one class is then kind of piggybacked
connected.
And worked with the other class. So they're kind of intertwined projects, and you do a lot of experiential teaching within that program. So,
but you're not that little, because you've won a number of awards, haven't you?
Yeah, we've won the Chairman's Award is the top award that you can get at a competition. Two of the last 3 years, we've won the Chairman's Award at the state championship level.
Do you have a favorite project, a favorite robot? And do you name them? Is there a name for this year?
There is.
What's this year?
This is Libby.
Libby. I thought I heard
after the Liberator.
I didn't say that. It's just fascinating. Scott asked me to go to a tournament, and I was there. I felt like I was in a Dungeons and Dragons tournament, a role playing. The excitement. It's a new world. It is a different world. And when you go and see it, it's just amazing. And Scott has done a great job, as well as the supporters. He's got tremendous alumni that return. It is a community. It is really a community, and you know, he knows he has their support.
Yeah, our students work all summer long. I mean, this is a year long program. We have students that are, I have one student that actually runs programming classes after school for the younger kids. And so kids who want to get into programming, he's now a junior, and he every Wednesday night he'll run programming classes for students that want to learn how to program.
In summer school, you make certain that we have a lot of homeschoolers that come and visit, and Scott has been able to get them enrolled in our school because of the work that he's done and his staff.
So Libby and 11 students and you, Scott Easterm?
And myself, and there's another six mentors that are going, and then we also have one of our alumni is a announcer. Joel Hurd is an announcer for FIRST nationally, and so he's actually, they're paying his way to go over to China and announce at the competition. So,
well, that's happening in July. Best of luck to you.
I'm not going, just so we're clear. I'm not going. I opted out.
Best of luck, Scott Heister, mentor for the Grizzly Robotics team at Ypsilanti Community Schools, which now featured on HBO, so I'm sure they'll be showing that multiple times.
The
Ypsilanti
invite.
Community
yeah,
School
thank
Superintendent
you.
Dr. Benjamin Edmondson. Good luck to both of
thank
you.
Thank you
so
thank
much.
You.